Finally, singer Marianne Faithfull's been called the first rock chick, a 1960s icon, and an honorary Rolling Stone. Her career has also been grist for the British tabloid mill. Dated Mick Jagger, overdose from drugs, music comeback, beat breast cancer. Now she's got a new album out of other people's songs, and she's in the middle of a brief tour of the U.S. The World's Marco Werman sat down with Marianne Faithfull to ask her a simple question.
Tell me what is on your iPod.
Lots and lots of things. A lot of classical music. I love Mozart and Monteverdi and opera. I particularly love opera. And then a lot of country music, a lot of jazz. I really like to listen to jazz when I'm not working.
In my solitude, you haunt me.
Marianne Faithfull's newest recording, Easy Come, Easy Go, is a covers album. She does standards, if you can call Sing Me Back Home by Merle Haggard a standard. And she covers Solitude by Duke Ellington.
I love his music. I love 1 o'clock Jump, particularly. But the way I know Solitude is through Billie Holiday. Occasionally I attempt to do a song I've heard from Billie Holiday. It's quite daunting, of course, you know. But I think it worked out quite well.
I sit in my chair and filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad with gloom everywhere. I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad.
I love all the early jazz, the New Orleans jazz. I love Jelly Roll Morton. And I love Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. Coltrane best, I think. My favorite things. I love that whole record. My favorite things is just a wonderful soundtrack to lots and lots of different parts of my life. It's so cool. I guess I really like it as a refuge from very emotional stuff. I mean, it is emotional but different.
Now spin back very slightly on Marianne Faithfull's iPod from Coltrane to Claudio Monteverdi and one of the world's earliest operas, L'Orfeo.
I always love Orfeo, which is the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. It's a very, very potent story for any musician. And I love it, and I play it a lot. It's highly dramatic and very beautiful musically. It's a life story of many, many musicians, where they nearly get to life and then they fall back again, you know?
Drop a letter down to B for Blur. Marianne Faithfull doesn't cover any tunes by the band's frontman, Damon Albarn, on her new album, but they do have a close musical collaboration.
I really like Blur, and I really like Tender.
You've worked quite a bit with Damon Albarn over the years, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and I like him very much, and he's been very generous to me by letting me use these great songs. Yeah. Lots of love, Damon. Yeah.
Tender is the night, lying by your side. Tender is the touch of someone that you love too much.
How does it feel for you to be making music still? I mean, in so many ways, you've escaped death. You've beat death several times in your life, haven't you?
Yes. I mean, I don't think of it like that. I feel like I was just very lucky.
But even if you were very lucky, I mean, here you are. You're on tour and you've got this great album out. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. And I'm very proud of what I've achieved, believe me.
Love's the greatest thing. Come on, come on, come on.
Marianne Faithfull speaking with the world's Marco Werman and sharing a few selections of her favorite music. She's got 5 more dates on her U.S. tour, including tonight in Alexandria, Virginia. We go out today with a track from her latest. This is the previously mentioned Merle Haggard song, Sing Me Back Home, which she performs with Keith Richards. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for tuning in.
Let him sing.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.